The Speaker of Parliament, Adedoa Jahu, has refuted reports in the media that Parliament delayed resumption due to financial constraints. He advised the media to cross-check issues concerning Parliament before publishing to avoid misinforming the public. The Speaker said this while welcoming the lawmakers to the first sitting of the first meeting of the third session of the Fourth Republic.
I have heard reports in the media alleging that Parliament had to postpone the scheduled date for the commencement of the third session because of lack of funds. That report was inaccurate precaution since only one notice was issued by Parliament, and I request the members of the press to cross-check their facts before rushing to publish untruths in the media. The agenda for this current meeting is already packed, as we have a number of outstanding business from the previous year, as well as new business for 2015. We are also expected in this meeting to receive and welcome His Excellency, President John Dramani Mahama, to deliver his message on the state of the nation for the year 2015. I also expect ministries, departments, and agencies of government to take note of the timetable of the House for this meeting and submit and schedule their legislative and other proposals which require consideration and approval by Parliament. It is my prayer the Almighty God continue to extend His hand of grace throughout this year and the period thereafter.
The Majority Leader, Alban Bagbin, urged his colleague MPs to focus on the work of the House. He mentioned some of the bills the House will be handling during this meeting.
We have a lot of work to do, some of which has yet been mentioned by the Minority Leader, but there are others that are time bound, some are international obligations, and yesterday we met our colleagues, the Ministers of State, and the Business Committee will be scheduling the business of the House according to some priorities that we agreed with the government. And so we focus a lot on the message the State of the Nation, which is certainly to the President, will be presenting to the House this month. We will also be looking at the possible supplementary budget that will be coming to the House, and we will be looking at a number of key bills which are already before the House, particularly the bill on the property rights of spouses, interstate succession, land breeders bill, and a few other important legislation like the right to information. I believe that these are things that we have to focus on and finish them within this week.
The Minority Leader, HMS Mbonso, said, given the internal and external issues that plagued the economy, it is essential for government to take a second look at the 2015 approved budget and come back to the House for the consideration of new terms.
The next coming weeks will be very crucial in our lives as Nigerians, as we have to thoroughly debate and discuss issues to come to some consensus, maybe for the betterment of our dear country. The signature issue for this meeting, Speaker, is the State of the Nation address to be delivered by the President of the Republic. We all do know the state that the economy is in, and we do also know that the discussions with the IMF and the World Bank are to be concluded this month. And given other factors, internal and external, it may become imperative to perhaps have a second look at the budget that was approved. Mr. Speaker, and that being the case, it may become important for us to have these documents come to Parliament early enough in order for us to sufficiently interrogate the content, make very informed decisions out of the matters that may be placed before us.
Now, the Minority Leader, Osaichi Mensah Bonso, speaking on the floor of Parliament today.